And now Nancy Fox with the news.
Thanks, Tommy. Mostly cloudy conditions, 20 degrees in the Twin Cities. Minnesota says it can't locate a little more than 20% of the sex offenders who are supposed to register with the state. Each year, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension sends out letters to verify the sex offender's address. About 2,200 are unaccounted for right now, and about 30 of those are rated level 3, the most likely to offend again. Michael Campion is with the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
But our focus, perhaps,
is on the Super Bowl.
For our purposes, is focused on those 30 level 3 offenders that aren't compliant, more so than trying to get 100% compliant with sex offenders who may not have a proclivity to reoffend.
State officials say it's important to note some sex offenders that can't be accounted for could be dead or back in prison. Minnesota's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund is nearly out of money. Lawmakers will consider an advisory council's proposal to shore up the fund. The plan would shift more of the tax burden to those employers who lay off workers, and it would tie the tax rate more closely to changes in the economy. The Cub Women's Expo opens tomorrow in downtown Minneapolis. Channel 5 KSTP-TV is a co-sponsor of the event and will host a series of panels focused on women's health, strength, and success. Eyewitness News anchors Harris Faulkner and Randy Meyer will host the five outstanding women awards.
Randy's not a gal.
At one. No, he's not, but you know that Randy
not
has
by
a,
day.
He has a whole gaggle of daughters, so I would think he might know a little bit about, you know, having some females around the house. In a dangerous situation in New York City, after holiday ice storms, now warmer weather, chunks of ice are falling off of skyscrapers.
I saw a big piece of ice the size of a door coming down the fifth avenue side of the building. As it came down, it was falling in the middle of the street.
Windy, cold flurries tonight, 11 above, and tomorrow continued windy and a high of 16.